Who's singing for us this morning?
I've got one song I want to just play. Carol requested play this, and then Sharon, I think, is going to sing.
Amen.
And if anybody else is going to sing.
Yeah, I got one.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Hallelujah.
these men in repentance. Amen.
Amen. Thank
man, when you get to think about how good God been to you, you got to do something.
Amen.
I mean, you might not be like me, but you got to do something. I saw hands up, tears coming down, and a little bit of grunting and shouting. Amen.
I'm going to make you try Jackie's new chicken finger tacos. We'll give you two. Chipotle Ranch and Avocado BLT.
What was the name of it?
Hey, Judge.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
My niece learned that song for sure.
Yeah, that's a pretty song. That's an old song. It's been around a long time.
I've never heard it.
You've never heard it?
Never heard it.
Oh, my gosh.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
All through the cracks.
Yeah.
Bonnie knew it. I see her pick up on it off of that. Sarah was back there backing her up. Amen. I think I ain't seen Lucy stand up. Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God this morning for what He does to me, and y'all just pray for me. I love this song here, and God has touched me, and I know He
Amen.
Has. And He's going to get me better. I know He will.
Bless Sister Sherry and Lord bless her.
Amen. Oh, that's okay. Well, I just found this song this morning and learned it, so I hope I see how it goes.
You can do it.
Thank you.
Turn thanks. Like I said, everybody stand. We'll take up an offering here.
Most precious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you again, dear Lord, for being so good.
Thank you, Lord.
Watching over us, Lord, and always being there for us, Lord, when we need you, dear Lord. And Father, Lord, bless this offering, dear Lord, if we can take up, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Oh, we got a tag team here, it looks like it. Amen. There's something wrong with that thing right there. Don't get your foot on that. It's like a band or something.
Yeah.
All right, I enjoyed it singing.
Amen.
And it looked like the sun shining outside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've already heard through the grapevine that COVID's on its way back around again. My pastor called me yesterday and asked me if we was having any problems with it here. I told him, as far as I know, we're not. But he said it's already showing up at Bethel Baptist Church. And what that'll do is it'll start in the schools and it'll run rampant again this election year. I mean, just do the math. You don't have to be rocket scientists to figure out what's going on. Anything to interrupt the efforts or the process of election, I think they're probably going to throw everything but the kitchen sink this year, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take his jacket off like never got it on. Oh, I fell backwards and tore my rotator cuff. And I can use my right arm, but I can't raise it up. I can go forward, backward, in with it, but I can't raise it up. I think I tore the front of my rotator cuff here. But keep that in mind about the COVID. My pastor called me just kind of give us a heads up. It is coming. Coming to a neighborhood near you, amen. And sadly, I say it probably intentionally being turned loose. Upon our country, we got some people, I'm telling you, they ain't friendly, they ain't happy, and they want to stay in power, and I'll tell you, I'm glad God's on the throne. Amen. Also, Brother Bob Malkin, I mentioned this last Sunday, but his father passed away. His father was an Orthodox Jew. Brother Bob mourning the death of his father. Remember him and his family. Brother Andy Watson informed me that their oldest child, Annabelle, she's got walking pneumonia. Remember her? And you heard Sister Rita call out a great long list of people in need of prayer. Patty going, I think, to the doctor tomorrow. My wife's got doctor's appointments all week long this week. Amen. We'll take our text out of Luke chapter number 10. But a lot to pray about, so be mindful. A lot of people sick, a lot of people going through things. In Luke chapter number 10, we'll start our reading there in verse number 38. Good idea there, brother, swapped it out. We got one up here that's acting up. Yeah. Luke chapter number 10, I'm in 11. Luke chapter number 10, starting in verse number 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, doest thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Be it her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen a good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And we're preaching day on Mary took the time, and that'll make more sense here in a minute, but I want to go to the Lord in prayer, ask His blessings on this thought He's given us. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the precious Word of God. Lord, much needed. Lord, we're in a dry day, Lord. We're in a day, Father, like it was in 1 Samuel, where the Word of God was precious in those days because there was no open vision. We need that Word, dear God, today. Lord, we need You, Lord, to open it up. We need You, Lord, to bring it out. And Lord, to put it before us, Lord, that we might be able to glean from it. Lord, I'm just a messenger boy, just going to deliver this message. And I'm asking for Your help in this message. Asking, Lord, dear God, You'd help this preacher, Lord. Lord, to do what He's called to do. Preach the Word, to be instant in season, out of season. To reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall heap themselves, teachers having itching ears, be turned from the truth to fables. Help us, dear God, today, I pray. And we'll give You the praise and glory. For everything said and done, in Jesus' name we ask You, Father. Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about Mary took the time to set it the feet of Jesus, verse 39, which we probably could have called that our text verse, to set it the feet of Jesus, not only took some time out of her busy schedule, but it pictures being in church. I mean, I listened to Sybil. She's talking about got a yard mowed right before the rain. We've always got something that we got to do. My neighbor, he uses my lawnmower to mow his yard. I don't mind it, old junky lawnmower. But last night the belt broke on that old sorry thing, and he sent me a text. The belt broke on the mower, and I went there. I keep them hanging up in the barn. I slapped that belt on there and told him the beast was ready, and I headed for the house. Now listen, my yard needed mowing, but I wasn't that enthused about it as he was. He's smarter than I am. He gets his yard down there pretty, pretty immaculate. Keeps it nice and neat. Mine, when it can't go no further, I went out there and mow it. Amen. But anyway, it took some time to sit at the feet of Jesus, and it pictures being in church. It's church time. It's not time to serve. It's time to sit. And Mary is not only sitting, but Mary is hearing the Word of God. She stopped what she was doing, and she sat down at Jesus' feet. She's not lazy. This is needful. Jesus Himself commented. She's taking time to hear what's being said. I say, amen. The Lord mentioned in verse 42 that it was needful. And Mary had kind of took advantage of that opportunity to sit, and Martha had abstained from it. And Martha, you know, she's confronting Jesus about her own sister. And let me tell you, I believe we're living in a time where we need to be mindful of what's going on.
Amen.
You might think old Brother Ed is kind of talking out of side of his mouth, but when those Social Security checks quit coming, you'll probably wish you'd listen a little more. And I do know what's going on.
Yep.
When it's gone, it's gone. You got people right now, please listen to me. This ought not be sold. You got people right now in your government that are paying people $5,000 each to come here. They're sending airplanes to pick them up. They're sending boats to pick them up. Trump was putting the wall up. All of it. fencing down our civil that we pay for has all been sold for scrap metal. Got to make that way wide open. Why? Because they're taking over your country.
Yeah.
And it's not really that important right now. But when you say, where's my Social Security, J.C.? We all worked. I worked for 32 years in a factory, sweat, grime, all that. Called me draw a little more. Thank God for it. What would I be without it? But when it's gone, Brother Jerry, it's gone.
Right.
And then when it's gone, we say, why did somebody do something? And we're all asleep. Without paying attention. Mary realized it's time to listen. Jesus is speaking. And that's what I'm talking about. Pictures kind of like church time. They're not only paying them $5,000 to come here, they're busing them in. They're putting them free in the best motels, Hiltons, paying for their food. You know what they're doing? Throwing it out. They need to come through there. You're used to eating. They're sending them, I mean, that's hot stuff. They're just throwing it out. It's going to waste. It's your money going to waste. It's time to pay attention.
All right.
It's what I call inevitable. This is coming. Whether you like it or not, whether you're interested in what I'm saying or not, one day you're going to realize I should have paid attention.
Right.
Like I said in Sunday school this morning, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Morning days are coming. Thank God for heaven. Man, I hope the ship shows up before this nightmare from Elm Street comes to our door. But listen, those Social Security checks are going to stop coming. When they do, you're going to wish you'd taken time to listen to what's being said. You're going to wish that you'd voted too. Let me tell you something. You got the right to vote. You better exercise that right or you ain't going to have it. I'm telling you, we're being subdued politically right now in this country right before your eyes.
Right.
They tried to assassinate a man that's in their way. They're lying through their teeth about what happened that day.
Right.
There's so much stuff going on right now, it's kind of a scary time. But thank God it's well my soul. Thank God I got a home in heaven. Thank God where we're going, the streets of gold, the walls of jasper. Thank God, like Brother Patrick said, he's leading the way. And we're sheep. He's the shepherd. And you know, he's leading us the right way. He's removing all the things in the way. He's got this. But I tell you what, they not, you know, used to be years ago, throw some things out there. It used to be no taxation without representation. They're supposed to represent us. They're supposed to make laws for us. That's true.
Right.
They're passing laws right now. If I was to tell you about something, it'd scare you. We'll be able to sleep tonight. Sadly.
It is.
Going on right now. Like I said, politically, this country is being subdued, being bound, and when they do, if they are able to accomplish what their plan is, you won't be able to speak against same-sex weddings. I'll just be in jail. I'm just not going to comply. But now in Canada right now, you'll serve a life sentence if you speak out against a same-sex union. Or that lifestyle. Hell, this has locked me up. I've been there before. I've been in maximum security prisons. I've been in minimum security prisons. I've been in about every jail there is in Kentucky. I just visit, tell them the Word of God, tell them about the love of God, tell them about the hope that Jesus offers.
Right.
You know, when a man ain't got no hope, he's ready to listen.
Right.
He's ready to listen to hope, amen.
Right.
I mean, for I was afflicted, I went astray. And I know that thou not faithfulness has afflicted me. And you know what? The Lord is still reaching out to those, even though they're in that maximum security prison. To my astonishment, they wanted the tracks, giving them tracks. They took everything we had with us. We passed out tracks.
Mm-hmm.
On track? Yes, yes. Are they incorrect? This is. We pass these out. They say, yeah, give me one of them.
Yeah.
They take it with them. They didn't throw it down.
See, they didn't have access to that. I want Rock of Ages Prison Ministry. Sister Rita just labored in Vacation Bible School. I asked Serenity what she remembered about Vacation Bible School. She said, I remember Jesus as my rock. I said, hallelujah. You hold it dear. Amen.
Amen.
I'll just tell you before it happens. We're going to lose America November the 5th this year. We're going to lose it. It's inevitable. I mean, they already got the deck stacked. I mean, they're just kind of playing with us now. Me and Brother James back there talking. What we was talking about was true. They literally threw Joe Biden out of office. The one that said, I'm not stepping down. The one that said, I'm not going to endorse my vice president. He did. Yeah, he did. What happened? I think they threatened him with his life myself, but I'm not going to say that. I'll tell you what, he got on board, didn't he? Yeah. There's a lot going on right now. See, if this country wasn't wealthy, we wouldn't have these problems. But there's people who want your money. And I'm going to tell you the sad, sad story. Not only is it time to stay in church so you can be informed about what's going on, but this is the sad, sad story. They plan on not only taking your check, they plan on taking your home. You're not going to be allowed to own a home. You're not going to be allowed to enjoy a home by yourself. You're going to have to invite people in. Yeah. You're going to have to live with them or be thrown out of your own home. If y'all pay attention to this stuff, you'd be like me saying, God help us. This is in their plan. They want to take your own home from you and give it to somebody else. That's mentioned in the Bible. I didn't look it up. The reason I didn't look it up, I didn't want it to be true, but it's mentioned in there. It's part of the judgment of God. They're going to take your job. Yeah, that good job. That one you worked so hard. Man, Don was talking yesterday about his brother. His brother got a good job, Ron. He got a good job, night shift job. They're going to take it, Bonnie. They're going to take all the jobs. They're going to take your home. They're going to take your Social Security check. What are you going to get? Empty bag. Hard way to go. Thank God that the Lord's already ahead of them, like Brother Patrick sung there. He's already ahead of them on this.
Thank God.
Yeah, glory to God.
Yes.
They're going to take your freedom. All your plans are going to be interrupted. You're going to find out November the 5th this year just how sad your condition is in this blessed country that God raised up and allowed you to live in. Be a good time to be faithful to the house of God. Be a good time to learn to sing His songs like Lucy did there. I remember the first time Patrick got up there and sung his song, the next thing Lucy was over there trying to sing and wouldn't have, she's singing it on her own. He passed that torch. Amen. Yeah. We got to do that. I'm telling you, the deck is stacked right now in America, politically, right now. Oh my, you don't want to know what's going on in this country. I wish I didn't know what they're intending to do. But like I said, God's got this. What the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Yeah! Hey! They might be mighty, but He's almighty.
That's right.
Mary, she said at the feet of Jesus, it was time to sit. Not only did she sit at the feet of Jesus, she's criticized by her sister, verse number 40. Martha said to Jesus, do you not care? Boy, ain't that something? Ain't that something to say to Jesus? Don't you care? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7, cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. And she asked Jesus, sir, she said, do you not care? Boy, I'll tell you. That's pretty bad. See, if you don't realize the right time, Martha could have been sitting right there beside Mary. Mm-hmm. But since she wasn't, she got critical of her sister, and she even kind of rebukes Jesus and says, don't you care that Mary, my sister, has left me to serve alone? You'll get critical. It's good to stay in church, keep your heart right. Amen? Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. There's a time to serve
And there's a time to say it, and this is a time to say it, not to serve. Martha's not criticizing after her brother Lazarus was raised from the dead. She's serving, and her brother's at the table with Jesus, amen, in John chapter 12, verse number 2. Let's look there real quick. John chapter number 12. Here's Martha, she's serving again. Go ahead and turn over there, Mark. John chapter 12. Says, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. You hear her complaining? You hear anywhere where it says Mary served with her? No. Martha's serving now? Hey, she's not complaining. But Lazarus was one of them. That's her brother that sat at the table with Jesus. Boy, the Lord raised her brother up from the dead and has sweetened her up. Hey, she ain't critical no more. She's serving. She's glad to be able to serve in any capacity that she can serve in. Amen. She's not critical no more, Sister Bonnie. Her brother's at the table. Boy, we want our lost to get saved. Sometimes you got to set feet of Jesus to get what you need to win them to God. Now I told you, Mary not only sitting at the feet of Jesus, but you know what she gained by sitting at the feet of Jesus? He said, I'm talking about this is a good time to stay in church. She was able to redeem the time. See, it's 6 days before Passover, Sir James. She knows Jesus fixed to die, Sarah. He's 6 days from his death. She sat at his feet. She realized it. He's six days from dying. Now Martha, she's serving. She's happy. Thank y'all for helping out in the Vacation Bible School. Thank y'all for donating to it. I put $100 in there on it. I drug them to help me any way I could. Showed up what I could. Got one down, amen. But you know what? It's 6 days. The Passover lamb. He's getting ready to be crucified. Martha's serving now. She's not complaining. And Mary, look at here. Look here. Verse 3. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard. Very costly, Bonnie. And anointed the feet of Jesus. She knows she sat at his feet. She knows he's fixing to leave out. You're talking about passing out your flowers while he's still alive. And wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Oh my. And then you got these hypocrites here. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, he said, have I not showed you 12, one of you is the devil? Well, this devil seen the honor being given to Jesus, Simon's son, which should betray him. And he said, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Yeah. And you know, that was a sarcastic statement. He didn't care for the poor.
No.
Verse 6 says, this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and he had the bag, and bare that which was put therein. Look here, Jesus. Jesus said unto him, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. Mary had set at the feet of Jesus, and she had prepared a gift before he left out. She had this thing ready. She had set at the feet of Jesus, Patty. And she knew he was going to go to Calvary. She knew he was going to die for her, going to give his life a ransom for her. Because she'd said at the feet of Jesus, she was on board with what was going on right now. She wasn't just kind of like everybody else going through the motions. She was listening. She was paying attention. And she made something she wanted to give to Jesus. And Bonnie, she gave it to him personally.
Yeah.
I'm talking about she brought it to him and bestowed it upon him.
Yeah.
And all the rest of them looked on with indignation. Before Jesus did, he said, let her alone. He said, against the day
of my burying has she kept this. Oh, what an accolade there Jesus laid upon Mary. She's giving her flowers. She's showing her love. She's acting upon what she's heard and what she's learned. No one else may know what's going on, but Mary knows. But I'll tell you what. Jesus said this. It'll be a memorial. What she's done will be a memorial to her. I believe that's in Matthew. I may not find this because it just came to my mind. But he said what she's done will be a memorial. Be written for a memorial to her. Well, I'm on one of them days I can't find nothing. But there was a memorial. In other words, it's never going to be forgotten what Mary did for Jesus. I'm just saying, as your pastor, it's time to stay in church. It's time to pay attention. It's time to look around. They're going to try their best to give you COVID. That ought not be so, but I'm just telling you, when the wicked bear rule, people mourn. And they're going to do it through the schools. They set it down here, you know, and in some way, you know, that it'll be effective. We'll all come in here like they done got it at Bethel. We'll all come here, we'll be a hacking, saying, I think it's time to stock up on chicken noodle soup by there. Get you some of that good pepper, you know, and get you some salt, garlic, some salt water, and put you some chicken noodle soup in a coffee cup, heat it up, pepper it just black. When you take a sip, it takes your breath, you got it just right. Get ready. Mary was ready.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, but it'll get you through it. But Mary, she took time. And I say to you as your pastor, take time to pay attention to what's going on today. They're counting on you not voting. Yeah. They're counting on you being too busy to get involved. They're not counting on a tsunami of people showing up and saying, I've had enough of this bureaucracy. What do you call it? Bureaucrats? That means somebody put in a position that you didn't elect. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but the vice president was not nominated.
Right.
She was chosen to be vice president.
Right.
Now, there's people nominated. Joe Biden, I ain't got no use for him. They still nominated. He had the delegates. He had the money. In my opinion, he was forced to step aside. That's between him and them. I ain't got no dog in that. But what she's doing is not legal.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something. The red flag is up. Mm-hmm. So it's time to pay attention. Mm-hmm. It's time to take time. Don't get too busy. Don't be asleep at the wheel. I'm telling you, the days are evil. And Mary took the time. That's all I'm preaching about today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the thought. Lord, we've done our best, Lord, to carry that message. And Lord, I do believe there's something in that message today that we could all benefit from. Help us to be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. Help us, Lord, I pray, to start looking around and start listening and to pay attention, Lord. What's going on in our day and time? And Lord, we're putting all our trust in you, all our care upon you. Lord, we're not going to worry. You told us not to let our heart be troubled. We believe in God, believe also in you. And Lord, we know, Lord, you got this. But Lord, help us, I pray. Do what we can while we can. In Jesus' name we ask it, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I guess everybody stand. Get Brother Jerry. Maybe a verse of invitation on him. He may not need to do a thing, and that's okay. But if you do need to do something, we'll give you this opportunity.